Good morning. It's Thursday, July the 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this morning with prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, On Keeping a Holy Spirit Journal of the Soul. Our text is Acts chapter 22, verses 22 through 24. Hear now the word of the Lord. The crowd listened to Paul until he said this. Then they raised their voices and shouted, Rid the earth of him. He's not fit to live. As they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and flinging dust into the air, the commander ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. He directed that he be flogged and interrogated in order to find out why the people were shouting at him like this. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. As I have read through Acts these last months, a new and yet obvious insight has come to me. While Paul was traveling and preaching and getting beaten to within an inch of his life and making tents and all the other stuff that was his apostolic life, he was also writing letters. While it's difficult to know exactly what he wrote to whom and precisely when and where he might have been along the journey at the time of writing, it's interesting to think back through his letters juxtaposed against his day-to-day life. In some ways, Paul's letters to various churches and Christians provide us a sense of his journal, his Holy Spirit journal. For instance, as we've been working our way through this riot in Jerusalem and Paul's ensuing address to the angry mob of Jewish men who would formerly have been his compatriots, I've not been able to get out of my mind this bit from his letter to the Philippians. This is from chapter 3. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more, circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. This is the Holy Spirit-inspired journal of Paul's soul. in my way of seeing it, with the work of sacred writing, the Holy Spirit etches words on the soul long before they make it to the page. Something tells me these words crystallized in Paul's deepest soul long before he wrote them down. My hunch is the substance of Philippians 3 happened on this day as he heard the people shouting their murderous threats. Rid the earth of him. He's not fit to live. It's the same thing they shouted at Jesus, isn't it? Paul was sharing in the fellowship of his sufferings, wasn't he? Becoming like Jesus in his death, and in writing it down, he is inviting us to share in that fellowship too. Philippians 3, 4 through 11, along with many other passages, is a snapshot of Paul's developing soul. I wonder what a snapshot of my developing soul might look like. How about yours? Let me be clear. I am not somehow reducing Holy Spirit-inspired scripture to Paul's spiritual journal, and certainly none of us are going to write scripture as the book is closed now. However, all of us can engage in the practices of sacred writing, perhaps better described as Holy Spirit journaling. It looks like sketching snapshots of our soul with words, like taking a screenshot of the Spirit's handiwork in our inmost being. I, perhaps like many of you, have faltered and floundered at journaling for many years, but in recent years I've found a way that works. It's not so much a rigid method I would prescribe or impose on someone else, as it is a working craft I would help others find their own way in. I'm thinking about offering a live online workshop if there is sufficient interest. You can register your interest here in this three-question survey. It's in today's email link. The Word of God and the Spirit of God are actively and powerfully working in you, Christian. I want to encourage and help you to increase your level of responsive participation in this work. That's what we're doing here, day by day, on the wake-up call. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you, which I know comes from your being in me. That's the secret. To that end, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts. Do you keep a journal? Have you in the past? How has that worked or not? How do you think about this kind of practice? What is the point of it in your thinking and experience? I'd love to hear. You can reply to this email today and tell me the struggle or success story. And for our hymn today, we're going to sing number 596. O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee. 596. It's in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise, 596. O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee. It's four verses, a short hymn, but profound. O Master, let me walk with Thee in lowly paths of service free. Tell me Thy secret, help me bear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Help me the slow of heart to move by some clear winning word of love. Teach me the wayward feet to stay and guide them in the homeward way. Teach me Thy patience still with Thee in closer, clearer company, in work that keeps faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over wrong, in hope that sends a shining ray far down the future's broadening way, in peace that only Thou canst give. With Thee, O Master, let me live. Amen. Well, I do want to invite you to let me know of your interest in this possible workshop. They're not making a commitment to doing it. I'm just curious what interest is out there. The matter of journaling, yeah, I have had such a mixed track record on it. I've been all over the map for a long time. Like many things in recent years, I found a richer, more generous way with it. I've sort of extracted all the legalism from it, for starters, kind of like we did with fasting. And just begun to approach it with a lot of freedom, with a lot of openness. I do a lot of just simple writing. I call it the practice of scribing, copying scripture, words from the Bible that are presently beginning to try to engrave themselves on my soul. And I find that just the process of it going through my hand onto the page and watching it with my eyes, it creates a kind of focus. And I'm finding the whole process of working with those words, of how you write them, where do you put all caps, where do you break the lines, how do you create centered text, all of that has a way of really accentuating and helping me hear God's word. And then I'm learning to write my own, what I believe are Holy Spirit responses to God's word, right? There's the revelation of God, and then there's the response that's coming out of my own soul. And anyway, I would love to talk with everybody more about that and to perhaps share some examples and then some other approaches. I'd love to get Dan Wilt involved in this. He's a prolific journaler, and he would have a lot to add to the conversation. So, yeah, it's just as I was working on this entry, that came to me. And I thought, well, let's test it. Let's see if there's interest. So there you have it. And hey, I almost forgot. Thank you for hanging in here with me. Here's a PS from today. One of our farm team members asked if I would let you know, and I'm happy to do this. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, July 11 through 13, our Seedbed Resources team are going to be on site at Epworth by the Sea. That's on St. Simon's Island Retreat Center. They're there for the South Georgia Conference of the Global Methodist Church, and they will have a truckload of seeds, books, studies, hymnals, and good hospitality. If anybody would like to stop in and say hello, you don't necessarily have to be going to the conference. You can just locate the bookstore and meet the team and maybe get some seeds. So I won't personally be present, but other members of the farm team will be there. And so there's that. Just wanted to bring that to your attention, St. Simon's Island area. Well, gang, it's Thursday, and it's going to be a good day today. There's going to be a lot of encounters with all sorts of people, some planned, many unplanned. Let's be ready to allow Jesus to come to the fore in our interactions and in our moving about this day. Let's be asking him, Jesus, not what would you do here in this situation, but what are you in fact doing in this situation? Be ready to follow the prompting. Be bold, be playful, be willing. Don't be second guessing. Err on the side of movement. That's what sowing for awakening is about, day in and day out. Hey, that rhymed. All right, I better stop. We got seeds to sow today. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.